بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي موسى عبد الله بن قيس الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الرجل يقاتل شجاعة ويقاتل حمية ويقاتل رياء، أي ذلك في سبيل الله؟ فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قاتل لتكون كلمة الله هي العليا وهو في سبيل الله. متفق عليه. There is the eighth hadith in this chapter of intention and sincerity. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Qais al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked on one occasion with regard to three different people, with regard to a person and three different intentions that people have. That one person is that who fights in the path of Allah, goes in jihad, and he fights to display his bravery. That is a very brave person. That is why he is going to fight. The other is a person who fights in order to protect his family honor. With regard to his family, he sees to his fighting for to protect his family honor, which happens also quite commonly when there are fights and a person is fighting for his family and just for the honor of his family. And another person who is fighting, and he is fighting just to show off, that to make a show that he is a great fighter, etc. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, which of these three, which of these are in the path of Allah Ta'ala? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, a person who fights in order that the word of Allah must be high, for the honor, for the name of Allah and for the deen of Allah, that person has fought in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And the others that fought, that was not in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and they can expect no reward whatsoever on the day of Qiyamah. With regard to the narrator of this hadith, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Qais al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he is famously known in the ranks of the muhaddithin as Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He is linked to the Ash'ar tribe of Yemen, that was to the south of Arabia, Yemen. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Mukarramah before the migration. Before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrat, he came from Yemen, from Ash'ar, and he accepted Islam and returned to his tribe again, where he converted 50 people to Islam. He later came to Madinatul Munawwara with Hazrat Ja'far radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and other Muslims who had migrated to Abyssinia. He had a beautiful voice and would recite the Quran extremely well. He used to pass fatwa, religious verdicts, during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was one of the muftis and one of the panels of the muftis, which was a very great honor that in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be giving fatwa. He passed away in Kufa in the 44th year of Hijri. 360 ahadith are narrated from him. So this is also a great sahabi. With regard to other points of the hadith, the one point is that who fights to protect his family honor, what does this mean? Refers to a person who blindly rallies to fight on the side of his family, irrespective of whether they are right or wrong. And this also unfortunately happens very commonly. Just because it's my brother, just because it's my father, my son, and I fight for him. Many times when, for example, the ustads in the madrasas inform parents with regard to the behavior of the children, almost always parents will take the part of the children and will oppose what is being said to them. Many cases where parents have been informed that the children are on drugs, etc., the parents immediately take part of their children. And he said, it's impossible. My child cannot be on drugs, etc. So this is a thing where we just automatically sort of go to fight, to just care for our family. So that is not the correct procedure. A person should see what is right. As we are Muslims, more than our family also is our connection with our deen and with Allah Ta'ala. And that must come first. Not our family comes first. Normally we say that blood is thicker than water. But deen, and we find with regard to the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, how they had given preference to deen over family also. Hadrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his son told him that in the battle you were right in front of me and I could have killed you at that time. But I spared you, I thought of you that you are my father. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, had you been in front of me and I should have recognized you, I should not have spared you, because at that time he was still a non-Muslim. So he put deen in front of dunya, and to put dunya or family ties or anything in front of deen is not really the ways of Muslims, it is the ways of non-Muslims. But we are unfortunately very weak in many aspects of our deen, and perhaps the weakest is that we still think that we are very good Muslims. But we are extremely weak, bad, and we still think that we are very good. We have still got a long, long way to bring the reality of Iman into our hearts. Further, the hadith explains, the true mujahideen are those who only fight so that the religion of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu may reign supreme. At present also, lot of jihad is taking place and has taken place in various parts of the world. But many times it is, the mujahideen are being used also. But if their niyat is sincerity, they are fighting for the deen of Allah, they will get their rewards. But many governments, with their ulterior motives, use these mujahideen also. They know their sincerity and they know that how they will fight, and for various agendas they are being used, unfortunately. And also if a person is fighting there also, like with regard to the ISIS matter, where it was not really there also those who fought on the side of ISIS, the vast majority was sincere, but it was just they were just being used. So we have to be careful of that also, that we don't get used in wrong places, that our lives are also given for wrong things. And various other aspects also, that we must fight only for the pleasure of Allah and for no other reason. And all our matters, deen must come first, and the deen of Allah and the pleasure of Allah must come before our nafs and our desires also. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.